And away we go. We're off and running on this Tuesday, December the 10th, 2019. 12:10:19, 11 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears along with you for the ride today. And it's not a bad day outside. You know, the rain has now stopped. It is a little colder than it has been, but that's how December is, and we will continue to roll through the month, and we are now 15 days away from the big holiday, which I think is getting people excited, although I am still, I know you're getting tired of hearing me say this, I am still a little iffy on the Christmas spirit, but I do think I'm getting better. I think the closer it gets, the better I'm getting. And I think there will be events over the next week or so that will really get me into the Christmas spirit. You know, it seems this year, and maybe again it's because Thanksgiving came so late, that a lot of the big Christmas stuff that normally happens early in the month of December is happening late in December. Or I guess mid-December. Closer toward Christmas than it normally does. So maybe that's part of the problem. But away we go. We had such fun yesterday with the Christmas trivia. We gave away a couple gifts, and we got a ton of questions answered in regard to the Grinch, which the other day the Grinch trivia did not go over very well. But yesterday, I think we had 4 Grinch questions answered, and we only have 6 altogether. We still have the 2 questions from last Monday that we have not gotten answered yet, so we'll go back and pick those up. And we're going to do all this trivia here in hour number 1. Because we've got something fun planned for hour number 2 this morning. But now, this is something that could put you in the Christmas spirit. I came in this morning, and it was one of those mornings where we had to, and some of you might have heard it if you were listening during the 7 o'clock hour, it was one of those mornings where we had to restart the computer, because every 3 weeks or so, you have to restart the computer to make sure everything is still running properly, and you either do that early in the morning or you do that on the weekend, usually when people aren't listening as much as they might be during a live program or during the day. So, we got a message yesterday. You know, you get busy with the holiday season, Thanksgiving, and everything going on. And I don't think it had been reset since a little bit before Thanksgiving, so it was certainly time to do it again. And I knew I had to do it this morning because I saw the message come up saying it needed to be done last night. So I thought, well, I'll get here a little early this morning, and it only takes about 5 minutes. The whole process is very quick. So I got the thing restarted this morning, and it came back up perfectly. So no problems there at all. And obviously you're hearing me right now, so that's a really good sign. But here's what put me in the Christmas spirit. As I got here this morning, and, well, when I got here, I'm trying to think of how I explain this in a proper way. When I got here this morning, I walked into the office. Everything was pretty normal there, typically how it is. And then I walked into the studio. And I noticed in the studio that there was a bag hanging on the door handle. You know, it looked like a bag of clothes. So I go over to the bag of clothes to see what it is, because it was not there yesterday when I was here, and I would find it odd that somebody would leave their clothes here, but I thought, well, you know, Mike Wilson was on last night, and maybe somebody left their coat or something like that. And by the way, Mike had a great show last night. I hope people listened to that. He had Randy Windlin on again talking about the Crystal Lake book and other things going on with the Historical Society, and I know Randy Windlin had been on this show. And that's just a fascinating story. And the fact that Randy is donating all the proceeds from that book to the Historical Society and historical causes are just great here in Marion, because that certainly does need to be preserved. But I come into the studio this morning, and I see this coat hanger. I'll tell you what it looks like, because I'm looking at it right now. It's hanging on the door handle. It's a coat hanger, and there are clothes clearly in it, and it's got a bag over top of the clothes, so you really can't see what the clothes are. And like I say, normally when I go out and leave my jacket somewhere, I don't normally have a hanger with me, to be honest with you, and I don't normally gift wrap my jacket when I'm out doing anything. So immediately I thought, well, maybe somebody didn't leave their jacket because that's kind of weird. So I walk over and I peer into this bag to see what is going on inside this bag. And now, this is what's going to get you in the Christmas mood. This is for sure going to get you in the Christmas mood, if nothing else does. So I peer into this bag, and what is in this bag that is hanging on the door here in the studio, clothes-wise? I look into the bag, and it is Santa Claus's clothes. It is Santa Claus's suit. And this is a very, very beautiful outfit. So I assume it has to be from the real Santa Claus. Now, I don't know if Santa Claus visited the studio last night. Now, he very well could have, because I think, in fact, I know that I am on the nice list this year. I'm very well on the nice list. I think I am also, a lot of people around here are on the nice list this year, have done very well, and maybe Santa Claus just stopped by. But why he left his clothes, I don't know. Now, here's the best I can figure on this whole thing. I think here's what might have happened. I think that maybe Santa Claus came in last night to check and make sure everybody was, you know, see if there were any naughty people around here, which there are not, so everybody's nice. And maybe he was on his way to the cleaners, because, you know, Santa's got to get his clothes clean too. So maybe he was on his way to the cleaners when he came in here to do what he needed to do, and maybe he put his suit down to talk to somebody. I don't know. Mike was here last night. Randy Windland was here last night. Terry Tackett was here last night. And maybe he put his suit down before he headed over to the cleaners and then forgot his suit. So, right now in the studio, we have the suit of Santa Claus. Now, I'm sure he will come back to get this suit in the days to come, but that will put you in the holiday spirit, in my opinion. Now, did anybody else see Santa Claus in Marion yesterday? Did you see him roaming around? Give me a call, 740-383-9944, or do you know what cleaners Santa Claus uses to get his suit ready for the big holiday coming up momentarily, 15 days away? Santa Claus is an interesting person. Very, very busy person, but really only busy about 2 months a year. The rest of the year, he's kind of in semi-retirement. Now, I don't know if he goes to Florida, because it's very cold up in the North Pole. So I don't know after Christmas if he goes to Florida. I don't know if he has a New Year's party up there for the elves and Frosty and Rudolph. I really don't know how that works or what he does for 8 months of the year. I know every so often he will make an appearance from time to time. Does anybody know what Santa Claus's favorite cookie is, by the way? Now, there has been a lot of discussion on this because Santa Claus loves the cookies. But I know this has also changed over the years. This is one of those things that has changed. Everybody used to leave a note, cookies, and milk out for Santa Claus. And usually what would happen is Santa Claus would eat the cookies, he would drink the milk, and then he would take the note and he would write a note back for the children in the household. Now, does anybody still do that? Do people still leave cookies and milk out for Santa? And I'll tell you what brings this up in my mind. It's been a long time since I've set cookies and milk out for Santa because there have been no little kids around my house in quite some time. But I was saying yesterday that I don't see too many stockings hanging in people's houses anymore. Stockings used to be a big thing. Everybody used to have a stocking, and the stockings always used to be filled up. And actually, in my home, the stockings were always the last thing that people went to. Now, I don't know if they just forgot about them or how that went, but the stockings were always the last thing that people went to on Christmas morning. Do people still hang up stockings? Are people still sending out Christmas cards? There are a lot of big traditions that went on for a very long time that do not seem to be going on anymore. So does anybody have any insight into Christmas stockings? Are they still put up? Do people still leave out cookies and milk for Santa and a note? And does he still leave a note for the kiddos? Are these things still happening? Do people send out Christmas cards? Does anybody out there in the listening audience still send out Christmas cards? Now, I know some people do because we've got a couple here at the station, but it certainly is not to the level that it once was. And by the way, we do want to mention this again. Always want to mention this. If you want to send a letter to Santa Claus, it's Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. Now, why does Santa Claus have a P.O. Box in Indiana? Well, so every kid doesn't know where he lives. Can you imagine if Santa Claus gave out his address? I mean, that would be like publishing his phone number in the phone book if we still had phone books. Every kid would be calling up Santa Claus. So Santa Claus keeps a P.O. box in Santa Claus, Indiana. And tomorrow we'll learn more about Santa Claus, Indiana, because we're going to have our regular visit with Pat Koch, who's a big part of the Santa Claus post office operation there in Santa Claus, Indiana. So you won't want to miss that tomorrow morning. But if you send a letter out to Santa, and we'll check with Pat tomorrow, I believe there is still time to get a letter back. So send a letter out to Santa, Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579, and you will get a letter back. Also, same thing here when it comes to Christmas cards. If you send a Christmas card to WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302, if you put a return address on it, we will send you a card back. And if you send us a card, we will display that card here in the studio during the Christmas season. And I think, as I was saying earlier on in the season, we always save the cards from the years past that we have been doing this. And I think we've been doing it for something like 5 or 6 years now. And we always put them away with the Christmas decorations at the end of the season. And it's always kind of fun because at the start of the Christmas season, when we're getting out the Christmas decorations, you always see all those Christmas cards from years past. And a lot of those listeners are no longer with us. So it kind of reminds us of them, and it's just a nice thing. And I think that's what Christmas cards do. And this is why I'm against people sending Christmas cards on the internet. You know, last night I got a Christmas card on the internet. Now, I'm not saying this is a bad thing, but I will say this. When I got this Christmas card on the internet, it was, you know, it was animated, which you really don't have in a paper Christmas card. It was like an animation, a little cartoon. But obviously, I'm not going to print this thing off. Nobody has signed it. I'm not going to hang it up, because what's to hang up? Because I'm not going to print anything off. And to be honest with you, I will probably have forgotten about it 2 weeks after Christmas happens. Because what do I have left of it? It's not like I, you know, flag that email and keep it forever. So Christmas cards on the internet are a little strange to me. Does anybody have any feeling on that? Christmas cards on the internet? I don't know. I think that is, you know, if that's the only way you can do it, and you like doing it, and you know people like it, I think that's okay. But I don't know. Christmas cards on the internet are kind of strange to me. That just seems a little odd. But then I was thinking, when people have weddings now do they send the invitations by email or over the internet? I don't think they do. I know invitations are still a big part of the wedding, and I thought the reason that invitations were a big part of the wedding was so people could keep the invitations. Remember, people used to get invitations that had lace on them and that were very expensive, and I think the reason for that was they wanted people to keep that invitation for a long time because it had all the information about the wedding, and it had the dislikes and likes of the bride and groom, and it had just a lot of stuff in it. Well, I don't know if that even still happens. I think it still does, and I thought that was kind of the same purpose of the Christmas card. But maybe not. I could be wrong. Does anybody have any feeling on this? 740-383-9944. We would love to hear from you. Now, the other thing, very quickly, before we get into the trivia that I do want to talk about this morning, is this fruitcake thing. And trust me, I am not a fan of the fruitcake, as we have well documented over time. But the Claxton fruitcake, which is the fruitcake of choice for most people, has seemingly disappeared this year. Now, I'm not saying that they are not out there, because to be honest with you, I would not go looking for them because I am not a fan of them. But we did get a call last week because one of the signs of Christmas usually has been that the Fayette Bank here in Marion will have Claxton fruitcakes to sell. Well, we got a call. Was it last week? It was either last week or the week before that Fayette Bank is no longer selling the Claxton fruitcakes. So you don't get them there. Now, that's not to say you can't get them, because I know that they used to be sold in Kroger and Meijer and maybe even Walmart and places like that. But, you know, I haven't seen them. And I do have to say that the day before Thanksgiving, Terry Klein brought a fruitcake in for Charlie, but it was not a Claxton. Now, I don't know if that's because he couldn't find a Claxton, but it was a different type of fruitcake. And I do have to say, this past weekend, I did notice a fruitcake in a store, but it was not a Claxton either. And it also did not look like a typical fruitcake. You know, the typical fruitcake looks like a wooden block. But this looked like an actual cake, but it did say fruitcake on it. So have the Claxton fruitcakes disappeared? Is there something going on with the Claxton fruitcakes this year? Or is there something going on in this area with the fruitcakes? Have you seen them? Have you had one yet this year? As we're 15 days away from Christmas? I don't know. What do you think? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Have the fruitcakes all disappeared this year? Oh my goodness, what a tragedy that would be in life if the Claxton fruitcakes disappeared from being. It's kind of interesting because the bank always used to have fruitcakes long after the stores did. Matter of fact, I remember one year we needed a fruitcake around here for something. I don't know if it was for Christmas Eve Day and we were having eggnog and fruitcake with Charlie, or what the exact reason was, but I do remember the store was out and we actually had to go to the bank to get the fruitcake. I don't know how many fruitcakes the bank had, but they had quite a few and usually had them right up through Christmas. But who knows what happened to the Claxton fruitcakes? Has anybody seen them anywhere? Does anybody know the issue there? Let me know. And do you like these new fruitcakes better that are apparently out in the store now and have taken over the fruitcake market? I haven't tried them. I'm kind of leery of trying any kind of fruitcake. But they have to be better than the Claxton, because the Claxton was just awful. Now, anytime you want to ring in on any of those subjects, feel free. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But we do have our trivia here, and we had a lot of fun with this yesterday, and it went over very well, so we want to get back into the trivia here with 30 minutes left in this particular hour. So anytime you have an answer to any of these questions, give me a ring, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We do still have tickets to the Columbus Zoo Lights that are good through the first of the year, and that was the gift du jour yesterday, right along with the Jags high-performance insulated coffee mug, which we gave away yesterday. But let's get to the questions. Now, here are the questions that were left over from over a week ago. There are only two of these that we still do not have answered. So here we go. Which Christmas word means turning of the sun? Now, I'm kind of curious if anybody is ever going to get this one, because this is the question we've had the longest. And the reason I threw this one in was because a couple weeks ago, right before Christmas, I learned that this is actually something that people celebrate. I had not realized that this was one of those events that people celebrate during the Christmas season. I know we celebrate Christmas. I know we celebrate Kwanzaa. I know we celebrate Hanukkah. I know we celebrate a lot of different things during the holiday season. But this was one I did not know about. So the question is, and I don't know if anybody will get it, it's been out there for a long time, which Christmas word means turning of the sun? That's the question. Which Christmas word means turning of the sun? That question is still out there. And then this one's been out there for a long time, and I'm kind of shocked that this one has survived as well, because you got a 1 in 50 chance of getting this question right. Which U.S. state was the first to recognize Christmas as an official holiday? It has to be one of the 50. So you've got a 1 in 50 chance of getting this right. I think somebody guessed on this, but I don't think we got the right answer. But which U.S. state was the first to recognize Christmas as an official holiday? Now, those are the two questions that we had left over from about a week ago. Then we have our Grinch trivia, and our Grinch trivia is now down to two questions after we got so many of these answered yesterday. Now, here are the two Grinch questions that we have left to be answered. Although the Grinch disliked many things about Christmas, what was the one thing he liked least of all? That's the question. Although the Grinch disliked many things about Christmas, what was the thing the Grinch liked least of all about Christmas? Does anybody know what that is? And then the other Grinch question that we have left after yesterday, how did the Grinch know that he had not stopped Christmas from coming? Does anybody know that? What was the tip-off for the Grinch that he had not stopped Christmas from coming? Something happened that let him know that even though he tried to steal Christmas, it did not work. So the two Grinch questions, what did the Grinch like least of all about Christmas? And how did the Grinch know that he did not stop Christmas from coming? What are those two answers? 740-383-9944. Then yesterday, we introduced some new trivia questions that I kind of came up with in my head on Sunday night. Now, we did not get any of these yesterday, but maybe we'll knock some out today. In A Garfield Christmas, the animated feature A Garfield Christmas, what actress is the voice of Garfield's grandmother? Does anybody know that? Oh, maybe this is an answer. Maybe somebody's got something here. Go ahead, caller.
Turning of the sun is the winter solstice. That's when the sun starts going back the other way.
Now, which one's that?
It's the winter solstice.
The winter solstice.
When the sun goes from the southern hemisphere back toward the northern hemisphere and the days get longer.
Oh, the turning of the sun answer. You know, you are right, and that's actually the date that is celebrated, but do you know the Christmas word? There is a Christmas word that has the definition turning of the sun.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and it's actually, did you know people celebrate this?
No, I didn't.
I did not know.
They might as well. I know that the sun goes from the southern hemisphere, then it goes back toward the northern hemisphere, and it's right now it's like over the south side of town when it rises and sets, and it gets later in the winter, it'll go back into the middle.
Well it was kind of strange because right before Christmas I was talking to some people about, you know, what they celebrate. And one celebrated Hanukkah, and of course most people celebrated Christmas. And then this person said, I celebrate this. And it's this word, so I can't give the answer. And I said, well, what is that? And they said, it's December 21st, and it's all about the turning of the sun, that it's the shortest daylight hours day of the year. But it's a Christmas word that we hear all the time. I've heard this word used many times in reference to Christmas, but if you look up the definition of this word, the definition is turning of the sun, and I think it has to do with this particular holiday, because I think this has been celebrated maybe as long as Christmas and Hanukkah and those other ones.
Huh. I'll have to look at that and see.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Alrighty. Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, it's a very interesting question, and I certainly did not know the answer. Does anybody else want to take a stab at it? Our caller is exactly right, though. It does have to do with December 21st, and I think that's the day that this thing is actually celebrated, is the shortest daylight hours of the year, December 21st, the first day of winter, which is approaching in about 11 days. But it's actually a Christmas word. A Christmas word has the definition turning of the sun. Go ahead, caller.
That'd be Yuletide.
Yuletide, you have it. Now, how'd you know that? Oh, well, maybe the caller didn't want to stick around and let us know. But that is exactly right. Now, did anybody know that? The word, the definition, turning of the sun, is Yuletide. Now, we use that all the time in reference to Christmas. We say it's the Yuletide season. I think it's even in a couple Christmas songs. But there is actually a holiday, maybe that caller who called in celebrates it, on December 21st, the shortest daylight hours of the year, the first day of winter, that's called Yuletide. Did anybody know that? I didn't know that till this year. But yes, the what Christmas word means turning of the sun, it is Yuletide. Find somebody who celebrates that. I did. So there you go. We've got that one finally taken care of. All right, what other questions do we have? Well, this one, too, has been a long-serving question here. And like I say, you got a 1 in 50 chance, and I'm surprised nobody's gotten it yet. Which U.S. state was the first to recognize Christmas as an official holiday? 1 in 50 shot on this one. Where do you think Christmas would have first been recognized as an official holiday? We still do not have this one answered. Which U.S. state was the first to recognize Christmas as an official holiday? Our two Grinch questions. Although the Grinch disliked many things about Christmas, what was the one thing he liked least of all? What was the thing the Grinch liked least of all about Christmas? And then our only other Grinch question right now. How did the Grinch know that he had not stopped Christmas from coming? Something happened that let the Grinch know that he had not succeeded and that Christmas came anyway. What was it? 740-383-9944. Now, the questions that I came up with on Sunday that I introduced yesterday are as follows. None of these have been answered yet. Maybe we'll get some of these answered this morning. Who was the voice of the grandmother in A Garfield Christmas? Now, this is a famous actress, and that I don't know if they still play A Garfield Christmas. It was like a half-hour comedy or cartoon thing that I think came out in the 80s. But what famous actress voiced Garfield's grandmother in A Garfield Christmas? I guess technically she was not Garfield's grandmother because she wasn't a cat. But she was John Arbuckle's grandmother. You know, John Arbuckle was the owner of Garfield. So, again, what actress voiced the grandmother in A Garfield Christmas? Does anybody know that? Does anybody know what famous actress was Mrs. Santa Claus? Now, Mrs. Santa Claus has been portrayed in a lot of different ways, in a lot of different movies. But there was actually a movie, a live-action movie, a few years ago, that was all about Mrs. Santa Claus. And this actress portrayed Mrs. Santa Claus. So the question again is, who was Mrs. Santa Claus? Does anybody know that? The next question I love, because it's something I remember from when I was a lot younger. All the McDonald's restaurants all across North America, at least that I know of, and maybe other places, used to sell something, but only at Christmas time. What was that? Since they have discontinued this, but it was a big thing for a long time. What did all the McDonald's restaurants used to sell, but only at Christmas time? Then we have a question regarding Johnny Carson. Johnny Carson, who hosted The Tonight Show for 30 years, in the last few years of The Tonight Show, he did kind of a parody of the 12 Days of Christmas. He and Ed McMahon and Doc Severinsen, who hosted that show. Now, you don't have to sing the song, and you don't have to... I don't even know if there was a title. But does anybody know what the gist of Johnny Carson's 12 Days of Christmas was? It didn't have to do with what we traditionally think of the 12 Days of Christmas as. You know, our 12 Days of Christmas is, on the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. Okay, that was not his version. His version had 12 days, but it had to do with something else. It did not have to do with what my true love gave to me. There was another thing. So does anybody know what Johnny Carson's version of the 12 Days of Christmas had to do with? And you know what? I'm going to throw in some more song, or not songs, I guess, questions here, since we've got so many answered this morning. What was Bob Hope's favorite Christmas song? Now, that should be a pretty easy one. Does anybody know what Bob Hope's favorite Christmas song was? A matter of fact, if you go back through the Bob Hope Christmas specials, which were on dating back to the radio days, he sang this song on the specials more than any other song, Christmas song, that is. Probably the song he sang the most was Thanks for the Memories. But what was Bob Hope's favorite Christmas song? Does anybody know what that is? Here's another one for you. In 1999, one of the morning shows, you know, the network morning shows, called The Early Show, gave a concert in Central Park on Christmas Eve morning. Christmas Eve, 1999. In Central Park in New York. They were outside, live in the morning. Who got up and sang their Christmas classic? That's the question. So think back to 1999. You'd have to be alive. It was the original performer of this song who got up and sang it. And they did it in Central Park on Christmas Eve on national television in 1999. Who would that have been? All you really have to do here is think of famous people who have sang Christmas songs. And even if you don't remember this concert, you could possibly get this right. Because, again, it would have to be somebody who was alive in 1999, and it would have to be somebody who sang a very popular Christmas song. So who would that person have been that headlined that show? And I'll give you one more. For many years, a celebrity portrayed White House or Santa Claus at the White House. See, my brain got a little ahead of my mouth there. What celebrity for many, many years portrayed Santa Claus at the White House? And this person would have been a good Santa Claus. So those are the questions. 740-383-9944, 45 minutes past the hour here, WWGH time. And we do have those tickets for the Columbus Zoo Lights, which are good through the first of the year. Or if you just want to call in and answer a question, feel free. We are here for you. Again, the questions are, show us your knowledge, I guess, is the way to go if you want to call in and let us know you know the answers to these. What celebrity portrayed Santa Claus at the White House for so many years during the big White House tree lighting, which I think happened last week? I think this has already happened this year. But what famous celebrity portrayed Santa Claus at the White House Christmas tree lighting for so many years? What famous performer of a Christmas song sang that song on live television 1999 in Central Park in New York on Christmas Eve? Who was that famous performer of a Christmas song? What was Bob Hope's favorite Christmas song? Sang this more than any other song on any of his specials in the history of the years he did his specials, dating back to the radio days. Christmas specials, that is. What was Bob Hope's favorite Christmas song? What was Johnny Carson's 12 Days of Christmas about? He changed the theme a little bit on The Tonight Show. What was the theme of Johnny Carson's 12 Days of Christmas? What did McDonald's restaurant used to sell at Christmas time every year? Does anybody know that? Since went by the wayside, but it used to be a big thing at Christmas. What did McDonald's restaurants used to sell at Christmas time? Only at Christmas time. Who was Mrs. Santa Claus in the big movie a few years ago that revolved all around Mrs. Santa Claus? Which famous actress portrayed Mrs. Santa Claus? In the cartoon A Garfield Christmas, what famous actress voiced the grandmother? Who was the voice of the grandmother in A Garfield Christmas? 740-383-9944. Again, we have Columbus Zoo tickets good through the first of the year, or if you just want to call in and answer the question, you can do that as well. 740-383-9944. We have our two Grinch questions left. Is anybody going to be brave enough to answer our Grinch questions, and maybe we can get all these out of the way? In the beginning, we had eight. I think we had eight altogether. Yeah, eight. No, seven. We had seven, and now we're down to two. Although the Grinch disliked many things about Christmas, what was the one thing he liked least of all? What was the one thing the Grinch liked least of all about Christmas? How did the Grinch know that he had not stopped Christmas from coming? There was something that tipped the Grinch off that he had not stopped Christmas from coming. Does anybody know what that was? And then we have our one question left over from the original day we started doing these. Which U.S. state was the first to recognize Christmas as an official holiday? And you've got a 1 in 50 chance of getting this one right. Which was the first U.S. state to recognize Christmas as an official holiday? 49 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. If you want to chime in at any time with the answer to any of those questions, please feel free. 740-383-9944. It's kind of interesting when you look back at this, because do we know which state was the first to celebrate Christmas as an official holiday? Why did the Grinch know that Christmas was still going to come, that he hadn't stopped it? What was Bob Hope's favorite Christmas song? You know, Bob Hope's interesting because I think, I can't say this for sure, and there's certainly not as many Christmas specials on television as there used to be. But boy, Bob Hope kept that going for years and years and years. He started those Christmas specials on radio, and then they were on television, I think up through the early 90s. But every year, you could expect to have a new Bob Hope Christmas special, where he would bring on friends and actors and actresses and just have a fun, really, I don't know, hour, they usually were, of fun involving the Christmas season. Just really, really good times. And it's sad that those things don't exist. But a few years ago, somebody got me a DVD of a lot of the old Bob Hope Christmas specials, maybe four or five of them. And boy, do they hold up, because they really were not of the time. They were not steeped in what was going on in the world. Now, a lot of times his monologue at the top of the show would have current jokes in them, but the rest of the shows were really just kind of fun stuff that he was doing with his friends. And those Christmas specials are still around all these years later. So if you have an answer to any of those trivia questions, give me a call. We did get one answered this morning. We did find out that the Yuletide, the definition of Yuletide is turning of the sun, and people do celebrate this on December 21st. Now, have you ever known anybody who celebrated the Yuletide? I just recently found somebody who did it, and it's my understanding it's not a real festive occasion. It's not, you know, decorations and trees and things like that. It's just kind of similar to Thanksgiving, really. Family getting together, food. And apparently there's something to do with I don't want to get this wrong, but apparently there's something to do with a log, I think. Something to do with a log, a burning log. I don't know exactly what that symbolizes, but that's the thing that kind of denotes Yuletide, which is a celebration. Did anybody out there know that people celebrate this, the Yuletide, on December 21st, the shortest day of the year? It was news to me. I'll say that. 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. Would love to hear from you. 52 and a half minutes past the hour here at WWGH Radio. As I sit in this room full of Christmas decorations, or does anybody have an answer for any of the questions we started this hour with? What happened to all the Claxton fruitcakes? Are they out there? For people who like Claxton fruitcakes, does anybody know where you can buy them? Now, I am not one of those people, but has anybody seen them out in the store this particular year? I have not. And as we talked about, I don't think the bank is selling them. Now, somebody could call and tell me I'm wrong about that, but I have not seen them at the bank. Has something happened? Was there a truck full of Claxton fruitcakes that was headed for Marion, Ohio, that somebody hijacked and took all the fruitcakes? Could that have possibly happened? Oh, what a tragedy that would be. That would depress you forever, wouldn't it? And then Charlie and I were talking the other day about rum candy. Does anybody still make rum candy? That used to go with Christmas as well. And that's one of those things that has kind of become a bygone thing. But does anybody remember rum candy? Now, I can't even remember tasting rum candy. I remember people talking about it. And maybe there were people who got together and made it. But I don't remember anything about rum candy. But I think you did use real rum. Now, I don't know if cooking it got rid of the alcohol so you could give it to kids. I'm not really sure about that. But does anybody know anything about rum candy out there? Let me know. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know anything about rum candy? I had not thought about that in a long time. It's kind of like a few years ago when all of a sudden it popped in my head that people used to get oranges at Christmas. And I thought that was a very cool thing. But that's been done away with. Very few people will see an orange this Christmas season. But apparently that had something to do with gold during the Depression. That's where that tradition came from. And was pretty well wiped out by the time the Depression was over with, or not too many years after the Depression was over with. But people did used to have oranges around the house, and I think even last year we learned that a few people took orange peels and would boil them so their house would fill with the smell of oranges. Now, does anybody do that? Now, I know the oranges have kind of went by the wayside as stocking stuffers and things like that. But does anybody still do something with oranges at Christmas time? Do you have a maybe a bowl of oranges sitting on your table? Do you do that thing where you boil the orange peels so your house smells like oranges? See, I don't even know how you do that. Is it just boiling the orange peels? Nothing special goes into it? You just kind of peel the orange and put the orange peels in boiling water, and that fills the house with the aroma of oranges at this time of year. Is that all there is to it? I really don't know. I've never done it, but the smell of oranges does put me in the mind of Christmas, so I guess it would be something I would not mind doing. And I think if you have the smell of oranges in your house at Christmas, that's a positive thing. I don't think anybody dislikes the smell of oranges. Does anybody know about that? Is it just boiling the peels? You just put some water on the stove and you bring it to a simmer, a boil, and then you throw in some orange peels and that fills the house with the smell of oranges at Christmas time. Let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. Would love to hear from you. Do want to let everybody know, coming up today on WWGH Radio, we have the Adam the Computer Guy show today, 2:10 to 3 p.m. And then coming up at 4:10 to 5 p.m. today, we have Voice of the People with Linda Sims. So all kinds of great programming here on WWGH Radio, 57 minutes past the hour. Now remember, you can listen to WWGH Radio anywhere on the net at WWGH1071.com. Anywhere in the world on the net, I guess I should say. And if you go to the website, you can get archive shows dating back to January of 2016. Adam does a great job with that, making sure the website is accessible, and you can hear all those old programs dating back to January of 2016. Also, if you have a mobile device, all you have to do is download the free TuneIn app, T-U-N-E-I-N. It's an absolutely free app, and you can listen to WWGH Radio live on any mobile device, anywhere in the world, any time of the day. Isn't that amazing? The things we can do now with internet and technology. Used to be, you had to have a radio in your house. You had to have a radio with a tuner. You used to have to be able to pick it up, or you had to have a radio and a tuner in your car. Now, all you need is a cell phone, and you download the app, and you can hear us anywhere in the world. You could listen to us in Switzerland. You could listen to us in Japan. Now, see, here's an interesting thing, though. I don't know in some of the communist countries like China, where they regulate the internet. Now, can you get us in those areas? I don't know if you'd be able to pick us up in China. Do they allow people to have the apps over there? I've always wondered about that, because we do say anywhere in the world, and it's because it's free, and technically you can download it anywhere in the world, because it's the World Wide Web. But I don't know if you really can get it anywhere in the world, to be honest with you. I don't know if, I don't know if we consider Cuba communist anymore, but could you get it in Cuba? Could people in Cuba freely listen to American radio? People in Africa? Africa is not communist, but sometimes does not have the financial wherewithal, parts of Africa, not the whole country. I wonder if they could listen. And China, the big one. I wonder if they regulate things that comes from the States in regard to radio and transmissions. Now, over the air, I guess they couldn't regulate that unless they scrambled it. But on the internet, I wonder if they could regulate it. I think that's an interesting question. I wonder if anybody knows the answer to that. Well, we're approaching the top of the hour. We're going to be back in about 15 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere. This is WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM.
An open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows